Hello, and welcome to the Blade Runner Minute, our show where we talk about the movie Blade Runner 1 minute at a time. This is the 17th minute, and we're going to talk about it, about the minute.
Are you going to do an accent the whole time?
I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And welcome back to our cool show, where we talk about cool stuff pertaining to Blade Runner.
And we pretend to be cool.
I'm goddamn cool. I don't know about
you. Of course you are. Your children think you're cool, so that's awesome.
Sandra, let me tell you something about Minute 17.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with Geth and Indiana.
Deckard.
On their way to the Tyrell building.
Mm-hmm.
It ends with an owl.
They can't see you move your hand to show that the owl's flying. Just so that everyone is aware. He's repeatedly moving his hand to show that the owl's flying. But you can't see that. Because we don't do video. Because...
You want to do video? You want to do a YouTube thing?
I don't know about that. Let's see if people actually want to see our faces while we do this.
I'll probably put the audio up on YouTube.
That's fine. But then, I don't know if anyone actually needs to see our faces. Out. Although they may want to see our collection of graphic tees. So... But then I'd have to
make
sure...
That we made or that we bought?
Both. But they would want...
Look at all this cool stuff I bought!
But, like, seriously, like, I'll have to make sure that I don't wear the same one twice, like, 2 weeks in a row.
Gaff is looking good. Gaff is looking good. I like his clothes, his face.
And his blue steel of, like, one eye open, one eye closed. He's like a fish. Don't dolphins sleep
with,
like...
Is he acting to the, did they tell him, like, squint? There's lights.
I have no idea.
There's headlights from the flying cars, oncoming traffic, so he's squinting. He's
I don't know. I think he's just, like, completely uninterested in anything that's happening. He's like, they told me to take you here, so I'm taking you here, and let's just do this, because I don't really want to talk to you.
Wow.
It's like this little awkward silence between Deckard and him.
He's as mean as you.
His face, he is 100%.
And what's Deckard looking at out there? He's reacting to something. He's like looking up and down, left and right.
Well, I first thought he was like looking at notes, right? Planning, and he looked really uneasy and worried and trying to take in everything that Brian had told him and making these plans of what he's going to do when he gets to the Tyrell Corporation.
But now you think...
And then there was this point where, like, he took this breath and shifted in his seat like he's steeling himself.
Where? In that scene just
now? Yeah. Like, he's preparing for what he's about to do and what may or may not happen.
He's nervous.
Yeah, like, you could see that nervousness at first, and then he's steeling himself, and then he sees this vista.
Yeah.
Of all these Tyrell building pyramids.
There was more than one Tyrell
It looked
building?
Like a complex. It didn't look
buildings?
Like one building that they were going around. It looked like a complex of them. And I'm assuming that the largest of them is the one where their headquarters are. And then everything else is where their manufacturing is.
Ooh.
I don't know why I assume that.
And that music has taken us a long
Do you think
trip?
They hear the music My while God. They're on set? Do you think that happened after?
I don't even think that's meant for the audience to hear. I think that's Gaff's tape.
Do you think that's Gaff like his awesome playlist volume
it's not
one?
That I think that. It's very obvious
that's just his jam.
That's Gaff's tape, and that's it.
Do you think they had tape? Not
yeah,
CDs
little...
or like mini disc. Remember mini disc?
It's basically a VHS.
It's like
it's audio.
Like a little CD player.
What were they called? 8-tracks?
There was 8-track too, yeah.
And
the
had those in the car? Yeah,
yes.
that's exactly. It's an Atari cartridge with music on a chip.
No, it's a mini disc.
Pop it.
It's a little Walkman.
It's like a little Walkman. No, it's actually a little chip that we put inside the car.
It's a little speaker, and they're like a Walkman.
Right.
Totally a Walkman. Maybe that's what... maybe only Gaff hears the music, because he has that awesome skullcap helmet that goes completely over with the headset for the controls. And I bet that's the music that he has playing.
I can't compliment the model building enough. Work.
Insane.
But now I'm wondering... I didn't want to bring this up, but no, we might as well bring it up. We're going to have to do a special episode that's just going over the differences of all the versions.
Yes.
We don't have to, you know,
I think so.
Not
but,
kill ourselves,
but the more I watch this, the more we really need to go to the museum.
Because...
Why?
I don't know these models that we're seeing, these buildings that we're seeing, these flying cars that we're seeing, these vistas that we're seeing. I don't remember the last time I saw the version... The version with the Harrison Ford voiceover, the original American version. So I don't remember how many of the effects came from that. Why are you holding a pencil between your nose and your top lip?
Because you're taking a long time, and I got bored. But I get it. So are we gonna watch it on like 7 different screens, all the different versions?
No, we're gonna probably go over we're probably gonna have to. Shoot.
Like scene for scene, what's different? Okay, I could.
Yeah, we're gonna have to.
But this does make me really want to go to the Museum of Moving Image that you haven't been there yet. I know you've mentioned it before, but they do have one of these models on display that you can get within, like, seriously, within a foot of it.
You talked about it in minute 4. It's such a simple sci-fi.
But there's all these doodads and gadgets in there. It's not simple.
And the detail on the building. We probably talked about this already, but the pipe work and the doodads and the little shapes.
I gotta say that I like
these little spinning light up things.
I like that the 70s and 80s versions of some of the future, not every movie does this, but some of the future they believe is still rough. Like when you
look
at
Star Destroyers.
Close your ears for a second. When you look at episode 1 and everything's all sleek and smooth.
Yeah, no, that's what I meant.
And then you, but that's not necessarily how it's like. I like this version of everything still being rough.
No offense to people who dig modern CG, because you know what? We're Lord of the Rings fans. That's modern CG. That's like, you know, fake elephants.
Yeah, but they got
Gollum.
They got really hairy feet.
Well,
so that's
no. I'm talking about the big CG effects mm-hmm. in those movies. It doesn't bother me. So no, I can't just villainize all of modern CG, but there is something just aesthetically more pleasing to me, and obviously you, about like the Star Destroyers, the detail on the side of the ships. In those movies from the 70s and 80s, and Blade Runner's no exception.
I do. I like the rough look of Ridley Scott's world. I like that there's industrial and stuff, that the future is not spick and span and clean, not this picture-perfect world that everyone is cookie-cutter and everything is the same. It's industrial because we grew too fast, that everything's packed and dirty, and that could just be on Earth still and not on the colonies, and maybe that's why we went to colonize. I'm not really sure, but I get a sense that everything is like this because they're building up faster than they can do with other things. It's also a very dark world. Do you think that's because of smog? Like, we, the end of this minute has that owl fly in and you see like the sun, but it's still very smoky and dim. Do you think it's smog? Do you think it's just pollution?
I don't know. I often, when I watch this, I often try to think, is this a post-nuclear Earth? Did we trump ourselves into this dark, smoggy, electrified sky type of world? Or did we just advance ourselves into it? Did we iPhone ourselves into it? You know? So
the options are,
I would say it's,
there could be a war. There could have been a war that caused this look, or it could just industrialization move too fast.
I would say it's smog.
Industrialization to move too far with no constraints like the Kyoto things and stuff.
The
conferences where you're supposed to make these limits on it, and I guess people just stop listening because money is more important.
Failed. Yeah.
They all failed. So we climate changed ourselves into muck.
I guess,
I guess.
Is that your thing?
We don't really know.
This is depressing.
This movie is very depressing.
It's not depressing at all. No.
You talk about how much you love it.
Gloom and smog.
But it is true. There's all this smog. Maybe that's why.
Well, that's just the sky. Big deal.
Did you see?
How important is
the
sky? The
noodle bar.
How important?
Did you see the scene around the noodle bar?
It was nice. Beautiful.
Everyone is packed in and busy, and it's dirty. Like, seriously. There was not an inch of clean on that street.
Maybe that's what we need. Maybe that's what we need to survive. Just shoulder blocking each other in a loving, aggressive way.
Ants, you know? In a colony.
Yeah, and just getting what we want and trying our best to share.
Nobody was sharing.
And provide. What do you mean? He's providing a service. That nice.
Providing
man
a service does not mean sharing.
At the White Dragon Dumpling Bar.
I thought it was Noodle Bar.
It's a noodle bar?
You told me it was a noodle bar.
The name of our Facebook group, our exclusive
fan
club on Facebook, is called Happy Hour at the White Dragon
Noodle Bar.
Noodle Bar.
What kind of drinks do you think they serve?
The happy hour is going to is.
Do you think people still drink there?
Yeah, well, there were bottles of like whiskey and stuff.
That was whiskey.
Yeah, Johnny Walker must have gave him a couple bucks because there's a couple of Johnny Walker bottles in the movie.
In the noodle bar?
I don't know about the noodle bar, but I definitely remember seeing some bottles in the noodle bar. I don't know if they were Walker, but. If they were JW,
they couldn't. But, maybe they were just like soy sauce and whatnot and teriyaki. And...
I remember him buying a bottle from someone in this movie. I don't remember.
Oh, he gave a bottle to Bryant, right?
No, Bryant took out poured. Okay, so there's liquor. Shots, and that was.
So do you think they're hard liquor people there or mixed drinks?
Hard liquor. I think everyone. Ain't nobody got time for mixed drinks in the society.
Do you think they got time for beers and stuff? Wine?
No, it's just vodka and whiskey. Vodka and whiskey. All the way.
I think they're all imported from the colonies since everything here is so smog ridden and
disgusting. Right? Where's everything coming from?
They still gotta grow stuff, right? I can't imagine how much food costs, like the cost of living.
And they probably jack up the price because they don't want anybody down there anymore. Do you think the government is telling people in those big balloons to move off-world, or is it the corporations that are building off-world?
I think it's both. I think people they want you to move.
Yeah.
And they're making it very enticing. They don't want you here. There's not enough resources here.
Because I wonder if it carried over, if there's anything that carried over from the book, from Electric Sheep, that, what was his name? J.F. Sebastian?
Mm-hmm.
His character was left behind.
He didn't qualify.
He didn't qualify. He was sick. I think that's still in the movie, but I wonder if they just...
But we can't talk about that yet.
How he just... They left his building in disrepair, and they don't care anymore. They don't try to treat people.
I don't know how much they get into it in this movie, but that's way far in the future. Like the book, I want to do an episode on how the book is different. Like, what's different about this world that they created between Philip K. Dick and then between Ridley Scott? What the difference in the vision is?
Do androids dream of Blade Runner? You want to do the special, our special
Christmas special?
All right, good enough. See you from Minute 18.